Fact number six, this is a lifelong journey. This short course is about building a foundation and skills forever. You never get it. You never do. It's never done. And not only do you never get it done, if you don't continue to work to expand your mind, your emotional good feeling control, and your body, you'll lose it. You use it or you'll lose it. It's a lifelong experience. And once you begin to love the journey and you can't get enough of studying about it and practicing, you will be so much more at ease. You must keep practicing, practicing, practicing. And the great news is there is so much depth and layers of discovery about horses, yourself, and your interests. It's great to go wherever your heart leads you. Fact number seven, emotion is about feeling good. I love this. I finally come to get it in my riding and in my life. It's all about feeling good, and ultimately, that's not supposed to be hard or stressful. That doesn't mean we're all some kind of Pollyannas, but we do understand that positive emotion is where it's at for fun, and like I explained before, the state of mind, body, and emotion in the positive state allows you to ride well. It's about turning the challenges around, figuring out solutions to ride better and feel better. So anything, anytime, to even feel a little better is better than hanging on to the funky feelings and thoughts that take you into a negative place. Even when you don't know how you will get to what you need, believe you will. And you will. Ideally, positive emotion should waver between high positive and low positive energy levels. I think this is so interesting. This is another concept I love from when I was at LGE. I want you to picture in your mind a plus sign. And so with this plus sign, there are four quadrants. And the upper left-hand quadrant represents and it's the place of high positive emotions. That's like when you're laughing, when you're having fun, when you feel energized, when you feel confident, you feel focused, you're ready to go for it. And the lower left-hand quadrant is still positive emotion. But however, there, it's a little bit lower energy. So it's like rest and relaxation and just feeling at ease. Now the upper right hand is high negative. So that's when you're mad, you're all upset, you're, frustrated, your horse is no good, the judge is funky, all those things. And the lower right hand is when you're just burned out and you've had it and you don't even want to try anymore. You blame other things. In an ideal world, we would make waves and fluctuate between high positive, which is that energized, feeling great state, and the low positive, which is, resting and relaxing, and go back and forth, maintaining positive states of emotion, but switching from higher energy states to lower energy states. And of course, we all end up on the right side, either, jazzed up with negative feelings or, don't care anymore on the lower right. And as you become skilled, you'll recognize when you feel that way and you'll use your tools to get back to either a high positive state or just resting and relaxing so that you can go back to high positive. It's good to recognize negative emotions and replace them. It's not about getting rid of them forever. Perhaps the fact that you are here has led you to a place of answers you perhaps didn't expect or hadn't heard before. I hope so.